Excitement filled the air at the Dufafa Neal School on Wednesday as hundreds of students arrived for classes. The school, near the American-occupied Baghdad airport, has been recently refurbished by U.S. troops and Iraqi contractors. Gone are the photos of Saddam Hussein, and the walls have been painted white, covering up pro-Hussein graffiti. Among the students are two daughters of Faiza Noman, who lives in the Al-Furat neighborhood of North Baghdad, near the scene of some heavy bombardment during the U.S.-led invasion in March. Mrs. Noman says her girls were so excited they hardly slept the night before school. She says she's glad and shares their happiness after all the hardships they have suffered because of war and dictatorship. As Mrs. Noman spoke, some U.S. soldiers delivered school supplies donated by American civilians. Army Major Greg Salty says he decided to use the Internet to drum up support for Iraqi schools. His website is called www.iraqischools.com.
These are all donations right now, I think, that are immediate friends and family of the soldiers that work here. And then as some of the organizations pick it up back in the States and church groups and other schools, it'll get much bigger from here.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Charles Williams says the school project has helped build better relations with the local community and has boosted the morale of his troops.
Regardless of what these may hear and see elsewhere, and there's still some issues with the attacks and resistance, but the children's faces don't lie. Whatever effort you're making, it's making a difference for them right now.
In other parts of Baghdad, students are still waiting for schools to open. Reconstruction is still going on at many schools, but Iraqi officials say they hope most of the classrooms can be ready by Saturday. Michael Drudge, VOA News, Baghdad.